So faith is what pleased God. So let's just kind of deal with this a little bit, okay? But without it, you can't please him. So if I can't please God without my faith, that means I have to have faith. And so it says it like this, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now, I'm going to quote some of these and because I didn't give them to him. But I want you to listen, because this is what God said. But without faith, for by grace are you saved through faith. This is Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Notice how you're saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, of what? A gift of God. Amen. Amen. Then Jesus said in Mark 11:22-4, hallelujah. He said, have faith in God. Why would he tell me to have faith in God? Because God is a God of faith. Right? So he said, have faith in God, because that's the only place you're going to find it. Amen. And here, listen to this now. You got to understand this. You got to understand that there is a natural human faith. And some people use that and they try to bring it over into the realm of the spirit. And that's why it doesn't work. Jesus said, what is spirit is spirit, and what is flesh is flesh. You remember what Nicodemus said to him? How can a man be born again? That is with what? Spirit is spirit, and that which is flesh is flesh. Amen. And so he said, have faith in God. Because this is the way, listen to it now. Have faith in God. Why? Because this is the way faith to talk. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say to this problem, whatever situation going on, whosoever shall say to that problem, it may be sickness, a financial need, a burden, or whatever it may be, whosoever shall say to that mountain, that thing, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Yes, sir. I'm going to say it again, because I kind of run through it, didn't I? That whosoever, notice it qualifies. It gives out the qualification, and the qualification is whosoever. And whosoever you qualify, because you are a what? Whosoever. Say, I'm a whosoever. That's me. And God said, if you will say to that mountain, if you, Ella McGregory, will say to that mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say. Listen, you see what kind of, we are talking about recovering all. Jesus. And shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. You have it. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. You know, saying and praying go hand in hand. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. When you do what? Not after, but when. Not before, but when. When you pray, release your faith. How you release your faith? Believe. Believe what? Believe I receive what I just said. And when I get through saying it, then I stand my ground. So what happened if circumstances popped up? What happened if the thing that I prayed about and prayed for keep on existing? What do I do? Do I sway? Do I waver? Or do I stand? I'm going to give you some convincing scriptures that you can take it, give it to the enemy when he comes with his stuff. Hallelujah. So, if I am not able to please God without my faith, that means God is faithful to provide me with his faith. And when he gave me his faith, that faith became mine. That faith became yours. Right? And what's yours, you can use it. How many of you came up in an automobile? Some of you walked. How many of y'all came in? And no trick question. How many of y'all came in an automobile? Amen. All right. Now, how many of you, when we dismiss, how many of you going to walk out these doors and walk on to your house? You're not going to do it because you got something. What if I just come and ask you, would you let me have your key? Would you give me your keys just on me asking? Now, I'm going to have to explain to you in a convincing factor. I will have to explain to you in a convincing way before you let me have your key. There's going to have to be some reason. So stop letting Satan talk you into stuff. That you know is not the will of God for your life. Our son Kenny talked about last night, get yourself under control. Don't let feeling and what somebody else said or done or what you attempted with move you to the wrong action just because you are pressured by him. See, sometimes young people do this, they get around the crowd, they're pressured in doing something, they know they weren't taught to do it. They know that. But they're pressured by the other one looking at them to do it. And some of us older, we do the same dumb stuff. You hold your ground. If you are talking faith by yourself with your wife and husband at home, when you get out there, you keep doing the same thing. Yeah. Don't change your talk and start talking like the crowd. Yeah. Don't let people pressure you in. Don't let the devil pressure you in saying something that God didn't say. In order to do that, you got to know what God has said. And the way you learn what God has said, you have to go to where he said it in. He gave you a copy of his will, everything he'll do. And he has sealed this word to you in blood. He said, before I lie to you, I'll destroy myself. He said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's all right. Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And he said, because I can swear by no greater, I'm swearing by myself. Abraham, you are going to have a son.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And so Abraham believed God. And everybody else at that time around him, it's amazing. I'm sure he didn't get any support to him, but he grabbed that truth and he wouldn't let go of it. So let's move on.